Welcome to Coon Hunting University Podcast. This is your host, Mason Bush. Class is now in session.
Hunting season is here. Make sure your dog stays energized with Joy High Energy 2420. This beef formula is made to meet the nutritional needs of the hardest working dogs at a whopping 505 kcals per cup. Joy High Energy is formulated with omega 3 and 6 fatty acids for healthy skin and a great coat. Added pumpkin for digestive health and chelated minerals for more energy. So whether they're in the woods, the water, or the field, make sure they have the fuel for anything that comes their way. To learn more about Joy High Energy 2420 or to find a dealer near you, visit joydogfood.com or call us at 800-245-4125.
Hey guys, next time you're in the market for some new hunting supplies, head on over to Conkey's Outdoors. Whether it's a light, boots, dog leash, Garmin, or any other kind of hunting accessories, they can take care of you. Conkey's is a family-owned business that strives on excellent customer service and guarantees fast delivery every time. The next time you're over in Hastings, Florida, stop by or give them a call at 904-692-1568. Thanks. Hey guys, next time you're in the market for some new hunting gear, head on over to coonhuntersupply.com and check out the Razor hunting gear line. Razor has partnered up with Yoder Nylon to bring some of the sharpest and best designed briar-proof gear on the market. They have their own line of hunting gear like coats, bibs, chaps, vests, and more. Also, check out the newly released Razor Z1 light. It includes a double walk light, bright double red lights, tight and bright main beam, and a razor sharp green laser. Head on over to coonhuntersupply.com and get yours ordered today. Welcome to Coon Hunt University Podcast. This is your host, Mason Bush. How you doing, Zachary Nolan?
Doing good, bud. It's good to be back.
Yep. Old time podcaster here.
Yeah.
We're laid up in the hotel room at Salem, Illinois, getting beat on all week at the World.
Yes, sir. I am gutted. We walked last night. We walked Monday night. And I can't win a late round to save my life, Bush.
At least you can get there. I'm 0 for 1 so far. 0 for 1. Let's talk about your cast Monday early. How did it go?
Let's see. So I drew Wayne Hawkins and Eric Emery. And can't remember the other guy. And we cut loose. Monday night was cold. Wind blowing real hard, about 28 degrees. And we cut loose and we had silence for about 15 minutes. I think Eric's dog had got in a hole at the very beginning of the cast and stayed there the whole time. Mine ended up treeing the only coon we treed on that cast. And then we got out there late and I drew Zach Hawkins late. And he, mine had treed a coon and his treed a coon. We all got scattered out, and he had me beat on strike, so he got in. Nice little spring one-year-old pup on Monday night. And last night was a little better. The weather improved some. It was more of the same stuff. I treed the only coon we treed early, and then late just fell apart.
You'll have that. I'm sure he's gutted after four rounds.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lay him up tonight. I'm going to lay myself up tonight. We'll take one more stab at it tomorrow. But it just feels good to be back up here, man. The last year been pretty rough on me. And, it feels good to be back up here and around all my buddies, getting to see everybody and just having a nice little vacation. And even though I hadn't got in, I've already exceeded the expectations for what I was expecting because my dog really was.
What about you? What about moving it to springtime? What do you think about that?
It's different. It's odd coming up here not seeing no crops in the fields and everything. As far as how it's affected the hunting, it's hard to say. Because I think the weather they've had this week is a little bit abnormal for this time of year, but I like it.
It's different. Usually when you come up here, it's in the fall. Everything's kind of brown. You still got some crops in. It does feel different. It's a different feel, but I don't know. It's something we'll get used to.
One thing I do like about it is it makes scoring the trees a lot easier.
Yeah.
We've been walking in and finding them cones just bam, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah. I had a good cast early, to Trey Perrin and two other guys I'd never met before. One was from Wisconsin, one was from South Carolina. I think one fella made a circle tree out of the truck. I had a tree that got deleted. Trey treated a cone. I tried playing catch up and cost myself 100 on that next drop. And then treated two cones. Trey caught one on the ground and he ended up beating me by 75. He got treated there at the end of the hunt. Had one for insurance, so I didn't feel quite as bad for giving it away, but he should have had a cone in his first tree, and it would never mattered.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. The breaks you got to catch up here and everything like that.
Well, we won't go over who all got in at the RQEs, but we'll go over who got in at got in up here this week, Monday and Tuesday so far. You got Full Throttle Rip with Richie Bean, Whacked Out Jake Brake, Brian McDaniel, Camo's Dixie Chopper, Zach Hawkins, which he beat you, right?
Yep.
The Hooker Dog of Doug Heavener, Wolf Ticket, Matt Ross, of Whack, Robert Hutchins, Hilltop Skip, Eugene Garris, Wipeout Squall, John Hindman, Ramblin' Fever, Kyle Roberts, Whacked Out Breaker 1-9, Mr. Bobby Burden, got Two Little Profit, Ransom Palmer, which that dog's got to be 10 years old.
Profit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Heather Island, Doc Holliday, Brett Denny, it's the second one he's got in. Got Spots, Adam Lowry. And Oxidine's Jar, Dale Huff.
Oh, Dale Huff.
That's your buddy there.
Oh, yeah. And them boys hunt now. And it plays off for them because they usually do pretty good up here.
Yeah.
And last night, we had quite a string of Alabama boys win early. Austin Gentry was the only one to seal the deal late, him Electric Cowboy. Had Hardwood Thumper, Randy Lawson, Master Lock, Noah Nestor, Touchdown, Eric Bowling, Late Round Rock, Billy Bell. Them Shable dogs really tearing it up.
Mm-hmm.
The dog that beat me late, Morehouse's Diamond with Shane Wheat, she looked really good on that late round. She had two cones treating probably the first 20 minutes of the hunt.
She beat me at a pro class a couple weeks ago, man. We had a shootout. She treated three and backed me on one.
And a Forevermore tree dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, loud, as good a mouth as you'll hear on a female. And then you had John Wick, Cole Leitner, a little bit of money, Logan Ray, Shable again. That was three they got in last night so far down the list here. Casey Maggard and Lil Lacey. That's a nice little dog.
Mm-hmm.
I drew her up here a couple of years ago.
Casey's a good boy, dude. Too.
Super good dude to hunt with. Hardwood Mac 2, Dennis Thornhill, Buck Creek Crow Scream, Mike McAvoy, Turking It Up, Coy Watson, Glenn D, Chuck Wells, Hard Time Austin Speck, David Norton, Money's Rain Dance, Mike Palmer, and Psycho Queen, Elvis Kaufman. There's two more Shable dogs in the dynamic duo of Palmer and Kaufman. You don't see one without the other.
No. So out of 16 dogs that got in last night, five of them were Shable dogs.
Mm-mm.
That's impressive.
Yeah, we've been drinking some Pepsi up here this week, man.
Tell Bobby Burden it's not what's that drink?
RC.
This ain't RC Cola. This is Pepsi.
Mm. But yeah, but no, Bush, it like I said, it just feels great to be back up here. It feels good to be back on the podcast. I hope I get to a point where I can help you out some more with some of these.
I can sure use it.
But yeah, man, I love this hunt. No matter what time of year they have it, they can have it in August, and it's just something about it.
You was talking a while ago about how many late rounds have you lost up here?
God, we got to be getting close to the double digits. I know I probably lost five or six with Chief. And then when I hunted Checkers for a little while, I lost two late rounds with her up here. And then
you got at least nine counting this week.
Credit.
You will over double digits.
Yeah, up until just now, I'd forgotten about Checkers. But yeah, it's tough, man. I've told people before I couldn't put two cast wins together with a 50-gallon drum of super glue.
Need some wood glue.
Something. I don't know. But yeah, a shout out to all y'all guys that come up here and just get one in every year on Monday night. I don't know how y'all do it. I guess you hunt harder than me. I think mine's biggest problem on those late rounds, Bush, is he's wondering what we're doing out so late. It's past his bedtime.
He's just confused.
Yeah.
It's not ability. He's just confused.
We're supposed to go to the truck before we go hunting again.
Oh, I've got one in, but man, I took a bunch of L's on them late rounds as well. I feel like the one that I got in was probably the lesser dog that I've brought up here.
That's how it goes sometimes. Like I was saying a minute ago, just the breaks you catch in this makes all the difference. You know, just on when you're able to get your dog treat in, you know, the order you get him treat in can change everything in the cast or the direction your dog goes or, you know, just one bark might make the difference. It's just, man, all that little stuff adds up over the course of the week. But you got to have the dog power, but you got to catch these breaks up here, man.
Absolutely.
And
you got to be on your A game, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just like me, you can't be giving away hundreds.
No.
So, but anyway. Well, we just want to do a little recap and talk about, this week and have something for everybody to listen to. Short and sweet. Maybe we'll get it done. It's Wednesday night or coming Wednesday night, so you said you're going to take a break. I'm going to try to get it done tonight. I think it's going to drop back off a little cold tomorrow. So.
Yep. Like I said, I hadn't been hunting like I should, and he is just wore to a frazzle. I am too, so we're gonna rest up tonight and give it one more heave.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
You can go lay up at Applebee's tonight.
Oh yeah. But good luck to everybody competing up here this week. All you guys that's been lucky enough to double up so far, either up here or at home. Congratulations to y'all. And I hope to be in there with y'all Friday night. But I appreciate you having me on here, Bush.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll wind her up. Like I said, short and sweet. And let's go coon hunting, boys.
Let's do it.
Have a retail store and want to sell Joy dog food? Well, it's never been easier. Head over to the dealer locator on our website, click on Become a Dealer, and fill out the form. Afterwards, we'll have the salesman for your region reach out to you with more information on how you can become a Joy dealer. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to joydogfood.com and become a dealer today.